And we're going to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, I tell you what, I understand you have some help over there at the library now.
Well, we've had help here for a while, but we have lots of new people that are going to be working here or have already started working at the Appleton Library. We've got a new children's librarian, Adrienne Golden, who is from Appleton here, just recently got married this summer.
Oh.
And you'll see Adrienne at the circulation desk and, of course, working as our children's librarian. We have Deb Olson, who has joined our library staff as well, and she's working as a library assistant. She and her husband live on a farm outside of Appleton. And then we were very lucky to get Sharon Osley to join our library staff, too. And she and her husband, John, live on a farm also outside of Watson, and she's a library assistant substitute. And, of course, we also have Lisa Ronsbacher as a substitute that works here at the library still. And then Louisa Rolfsmeyer is also a library assistant that works with us. Mm-hmm. And, of course, everybody's still stuck with me, Paul. I guess I'm the one that just never leaves. What can I say?
Yeah, well.
I am actually on my 25th year with the Appleton Public Library. So.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Well, congratulations with that. Yeah.
Yeah, surprisingly. Anyway, but, you know, I started as an infant, so.
You started as a what?
As an infant working here. Anyway, but yeah, we've got lots of new faces and a lot of new things coming up. We shook things up in September and switched our hours around. So we've got, you know, the same number of hours, but we kind of moved them because people were always showing up at 10 o'clock and we opened at 10:30. So we thought, hey, we better start opening up at 10 o'clock. And we plan to kind of do a few different changes here and there. We want to make some changes with our story time, and we're going to ask for some public input on that, for some suggestions on different dates and times to offer it. You know, and we've always got a different lineup of activities that we're trying to throw out there, offer some different things. And so, yeah, we're making some big changes here at the Appleton Library.
Yeah, I'd just like to encourage our listeners to stop in at the Appleton Public Library and greet the new people there.
Yes, that would be super. They're all super friendly, very nice people, of course,
yep.
And with friendly faces. So hopefully you can do that and check out all sorts of new and exciting things that we're offering here at the library as well. Speaking of which, this Wednesday we have Steve Starrood back, and if you need any help with your electronic devices, Steve Starrood will be here on Wednesday, the 3rd of October from 4 to 6 p.m., and he's here every other Wednesday throughout the month, and so he'll be here the 3rd and the 17th for October. Normally, he would be here the 31st, but since it is Halloween, I think he wants to stay home and hand out some candy or something. Anyway, and so, yeah, that's kind of exciting. We also are offering a class on October 9th. It's called Barn Art Quilts. That is a fun class. You will take a 16 by 16-inch wooden square quilt that's painted white, and you can decide from four different designs that you want to put on it to personalize it. It is registration only, so you have to call to register. We are also offering coloring, coffee, and conversation on Tuesday the 16th from 1:30 to 3 p.m. We provide coffee, coloring books, and pencils, and all sorts of fun stuff to work on. We've got our Lego Club coming up on Wednesday, October 24th from 3:30 to 4:30. And this is for grades 2 through 6, and we do ask that people call and register for that class so we have enough supplies and materials. Also up is Monday, October 29th at 5 p.m. We have the book Ice Out that we are reading for our Coffee, Cookies, and Chat book club. Ice Out is by author Mary Casanova, who will also be here at the Appleton Public Library in November, on the 13th of November, to be exact. So it's kind of fun. If you're interested in joining the Astro Book Club or you just want to read the book, stop on down, and we will get you signed up and registered to join us, or just check out the book so that you can see what Ice Out is all about. Mm. So those are the programs that we have coming up here at the Appleton Public Library for October.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Well, let's move into what are people reading?
Well, there are, of course, what are we in? October. So there's lots of new and exciting things coming out. You know, in prep for Christmas, I think authors really do release a lot of books in October. And so there are so many of them. In fact, we've got Lethal White by Robert Galbraith, who really is... It's the fourth book in the Cormoran Strike series. Detective Strike and Ellicott investigate a crime a young man may have witnessed as a child. Now, keep in mind that this author is really J.K. Rowling, because sometimes authors write under pseudonyms. And so that is kind of a fun series for people to take a peek at. So if you haven't read the first one, you might want to check that one out first. Also new is Time's Convert by Deborah Harkness. During a journey to immortality, a vampire's past returns to haunt them both. And, you know, vampires just are so popular, and all sorts of interesting characters like that. Also new is The Labyrinth of Spirits, since we're on a kick here with this type of book, by Carlos Ruiz. The final volume of the author's novel set in the Cemetery of Forgotten Books. So if you are looking for something scary to read, I guess October is also that month. Lots of new nonfiction as well. In Pieces by Sally Field. This has received some interesting reviews. It's a memoir by the two-time Academy Award and three-time Emmy Award winner. So something very interesting by Sally Field. Doris Kearns Goodwood has written a book called Leadership. It's the challenges that shape the leadership abilities of four presidents, such as Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and Lyndon B. Johnson. That's an interesting group of people, or presidents, to write a book about. So that might be something I'd have to read. These Truths by Jill Laporte is an investigation of truth in America traced through its intertwining histories of politics, law, technology, and journalism. Addicted to Outrage, Glenn Beck has written a book about this. It's the conservative commentator encourages self-reflection and personal responsibility by Americans across the political spectrum. Also, The Spy and the Traitor by Ben McIntyre is a story of a KGB spy who secretly worked for the British Intelligence Service and an officer who was also a KGB double agent. So, interesting things that are out there. If you've got a favorite author that you like to read, you should stop by and see if they have a new book out, because October is a month that heats up for a lot of new releases.
Yeah, a lot of interesting books there, Cindy.
Yeah, lots of interesting ones.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell our listeners where you're located and how can they contact you and get a hold of you?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and you can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. You can, of course, visit us because we're open on Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays 10 to 7, and Saturdays 10 to 2. And then, of course, we've also got a Facebook page where you'll get the latest happenings and things going on at the Appleton Library. And also check out our website at appletonpubliclibrarymn.webs.com to see what we've got up and coming. Because not only do we post the events that are happening here in October, but we've got a calendar on there that shows some upcoming events.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. And we'll talk to you next time.
That sounds great. Thank you, Paul. Have a great week, everyone.
Yeah, you too. That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.